Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Lord.
Share with us, So you just press 1, and we'll let you in. The next thing I want to tell you, which Pastor gave it to you, start tomorrow. We're going to be on our sister station tomorrow and Sunday for the review because I'm going to the doctor tomorrow at 12. So I know I won't be able to be there at 12. So we're going to ask that everybody go to sister station. Pastor Bill will give you the number. Again, if you don't already have it, our sister station number. And we'll go there for tomorrow, and the review will be there as well as Sunday. Also, we're going to ask Pastor Bill, she'll give us a word of prayer. Then we're going to ask Evangelist Renee if she'll come forth and give us a spiritual sandwich. You know, it's lunchtime. We like to have a sandwich every now and then. So we're going to ask her to give us a spiritual sandwich. And then we're going to get into Thankful Thursday. So first, we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll come.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. And we just thank God for that song. He thought we was worth saving, and I'm so glad he did. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. We're thanking you for all things, Father God. Thanking you for your word, Father God. Thanking you for the listeners and those that participate, Father God, we give you thanks and we continue to pray for our sister, Sister Chi, and our brother, Brother Sean. We just continue to pray for them and for our country, Father God, because we know you are in control, for you sit high and you look low. You know everything that's going on, and we're putting our trust in you, Father God. We're thanking you, Father God, and we just ask that you continue to have your way with us all. Bless our pastor in a mighty way. Continue to keep him as he goes on doing the will of God and each and every one of us, Father God, as we draw closer to you. And we're so thankful. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Amen, amen. And I also like to say, before Evangelist Renee comes, happy birthday, Pastor, and may God continue to bless you and keep you always. And so we're just to Evangelist Renee for our sandwich. Amen.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
God is good all the time. Happy birthday, Pastor Beasley. You're getting younger than me. You better slow down. You're getting younger than me. You better slow down.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, the sandwich I want to share. Sorry I wasn't available yesterday, but thank you, Jesus, I'm here today.
Praise God.
First piece of bread, we're going to put Colossians 4:2. Devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart.
Hallelujah.
On the second piece of bread, we're going to put 1 John 1:9. But if we confess our sins to him, he is mindful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness.
Amen.
Amen. And inside the sandwich, we're going to put by his stripes we are healed. Standing on that, I am a witness to that. Because I've seen it in action. I've seen
Amen.
It. I look at my foot today and I just thank him. I thank
Praise.
Him because it didn't look like it was going to heal. But by his stripes, it healed. So I thank him. And we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. I'm just so thankful. I thank him for every day, every minute he gives me. He's an awesome God. Just thankful. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor and Evangelist Renee. I thank both of y'all. I'm getting younger. You know, even though the outward man is perishing, the inward man is being renewed day by day. And that's what's important. The inner man is, I'm getting younger. My spirit, I know it's a phenomenon. I know everybody don't understand it. But how's your young man, your spirit going to get younger? Because it's being renewed day by day. I don't worry about this flesh. I got another body that's not made by hand eternally to the glory. I'm not worried about this outward thing. It's that inward spirit that's being renewed day by day. So I thank God for that. I thank God for birthday. Hallelujah. A lot of people didn't make it to see my age, and I'm not telling anybody my age. Doesn't really matter. I've been knowing some folks for a while. Been knowing Sister Renee. I've been knowing her about 50 years. And Pastor, been knowing you. So I'm going to leave it right there. I'm not going to even go there. And as far as her foot, for those that don't know, that sister's foot was, the doctors had already given up on her and told her they had the thing cut off. But she stood on her faith. And one of the things we've been talking about is faith. Faith is your substance. That's what you depend on. So you grab a scripture. You stand on that. That becomes your faith. That's like your title. That says, I own that, or I declare that. When you find a scripture, and you said, like she did, she said, by his stripes I'm healed. So she holds on to that. And for those don't know, you can read this over there in Hebrews 11. Mm-hmm. All God's saints, including Christ, they all died in faith. They had a word from God, and they died with that word. Having yet received promise, but seeing it afar off. When Jesus died, he had to die in faith, and God raised him in grace.
Amen.
There was no guarantee that he was going to. Jesus had to walk the same walk we walk. He had to die in faith. And I know you might say, that's the Son of God. Well, what are you? So Jesus became the author, the Bible says, the author and the finisher by faith.
That's right.
He knew about this word. So faith is the substance of what you're hoping for. It's the evidence of things you don't see. So, and you get it by hearing Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you got something you believe in God for, is it something that you would like, you find the scripture, and you hold on to it, and that becomes your faith. Don't make the millions and millions of people do, I got faith in God. So I'll say, okay, what scripture that is? Oh, I don't have the scripture, but I believe in God. Well, what you believing in? What you feel? What you believing in? See, the people perish for the lack of knowledge.
Amen.
That's why folks ask. That's why a lot of them going to butt hello, because they don't have no knowledge. When you stand before God, you better have a word. You better have a scripture.
Yeah.
Because, see, without faith, you can't please God. Well, when you realize faith is the word of God, then you understand the necessity or why it's necessary for you to get a scripture and stand on it. Okay.
Amen.
When you want to do something and it seems like it's impossible, you might want to grab Philippians 4:13 that says, I'm doing all things Christ that strengthened me. No, it's in the spirit where you're getting your strength. It ain't in the flesh. And you standing on that. You don't have to see it through the optical nerve. You done stood on the word of God. But don't just be out there, I believe God.
That's right.
See, things are going to happen anyway. But God is going to happen because you did it God's way. You stood His word. He honors that, okay? Okay, if anybody like to be thankful or say anything on Thankful Thursday, press 1 and we'll let you in. And Pastor, you want to get us started while we're waiting to see who else want to have some? And thank you again, Evangelist Renee. I saw you slick your little thankful stuff in there. I heard that. I just want you to know. I heard you went on with your thankful. Yeah, you gave us a sandwich, then you turn around and you did that thankful. And I appreciate it. I'm just messing with you. I appreciate it.
That's okay. Right. Oh, praise God, praise God. But the scripture I like to share and I'm thankful for, praise God, Philippians chapter about, I always got to look because I get like my pastor. We can get gone here in a minute, but 2 and verse 5. So that's Philippians 2 and verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So I'm thankful for that scripture. And from the Message Bible, it says, think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He had equal status with God, but didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantage of that status no matter what. When the time came, he set aside the privilege and deity and took on the status of a slave, became human. And I'm going to continue to read that because I just feel like it's just boy, God's word is so good. And it continues to say, having become human, he stayed human. It was incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life and then died a selfless, obedient death, and the worst kind of death at that, a crucifixion. So when Philippians 2:5 said, let this mind be in you, that means we have to be spiritual. It just takes us right back to being spiritual. And I thank God for his word. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. The supporting scripture for that, Pastor, is that, and I like the way you put that, is Romans 8:17.
Okay, see, we can go there.
The supporting scripture is, you are joint heirs with Christ. Christ didn't think himself to be higher than God. He just exercised his privilege. He knew that was his right. So when we have the mind of Christ, it's okay to think like Christ. It's okay to walk like Christ. It's okay to have that same attitude.
That's right.
But let me
tell you this
now. You got to have that same kind of love, too, now. That same kind of humility as well. You know, you don't get all exalted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're in harmony with God's spirit. And you know that what you're doing is keeping God's purpose in mind. It ain't even about you because you've been crucified.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You've been crucified. So it ain't about you. It's about doing God's will.
Yeah.
It's not about paying glory, brothers and sisters. This is about having a mind to say, you know what? I'm going to act like Christ act. I'm going to have the same attitude Christ had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
I'm going to help those who can't help themselves. I'm going to remain spiritual. See, and I like something else Pastor said with that scripture, is that it's a spiritual relationship. And the only way you can have a spiritual relationship is to have a faith relationship.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
That's the way it works.
Praise God. Yes. Amen.
Yeah. For I share minds with you guys. See, I get a chance to share two or three of them.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Praise God.
And I'm way too long here. So you press one, well, if you got a scripture you want to be thankful for. This kind of go along with pastors as well. Mine is 2 Peter. One and four, as Pastor, she'll read it. 2 Peter, 1 and 4.
All right. Praise God. 2 Peter 1 and 4 from the King James, whereby are we given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen, amen. Praise God.
This has been given to us, this great, precious promise. Man, that does something for me. Because I understand when you give you something, you got to receive it. You got to take it, see? So he says, as many as receive him, to them he gave these precious promises to.
Hallelujah.
So if you haven't received it, now I'm not talking about having an idea now. I'm not talking about thinking it. I'm talking about literally receiving it by telling God, Lord, I receive it. I receive this divine nature. See, when you receive the divine nature, you become spiritual, because that's what it is. That goes along with 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Amen, amen.
And the word therefore means to go back and see what is therefore. That's what therefore means. And so when you go back to the 16th verse, it's telling you not to know Christ after the flesh like you once did.
Mm-hmm.
We all did. But now we know him after the spirit.
That's right. Amen. Praise God.
Because you know him after the spirit, you are able to operate in the spirit, live in the spirit. You become spiritual. You become that new creature. See, before you did everything as a in the flesh, but now you are joint heirs. That's what Romans 8:17 says. We are joint heirs with Christ. You know what a joint heir means, right? Can I say that? You know what a joint heir is, right? First of all, you don't get it when you leave here. You get it right here. Part of your inheritance is right here and over there. Let me show you what a joint heir is. Because if Pastor and I have a checking account together, we have a joint checking account, and Pastor put $2 in there, and I put $2,000 in it, Pastor can use all $2,200.
Come on now, say that.
Yeah. So if you join heir with Christ, whatever Christ have, you have. See, if you got an account, and you and your spouse, or you and your children, or whoever, and it's a joint account, they can use as much money in there as they want to use. They can use it all. And ain't nothing you can do about it. And then you can go and talk to the police. You can talk to the bank. The bank going to say, no, this is a joint account. That person got the right to use that. I'm trying to tell you, brother and sister, it's your right to lay hands on the sick, bless God. It's your right to pray for those that are in need. That's your right to anoint somebody. You got the same thing Christ has, the same anointing. It's in you as well. Because you know what?
Yeah.
You have the mind of Christ. You're a joint heir. Whatever he have, you have. Here's the difference.
Right.
You got to take advantage of it. See? You don't take advantage of it, then it's not yours. You don't receive it, it's not yours. You're going to buy somebody right now. You need to bind that slew foot up. You need to bind that devil up. Put him in his place.
That's right.
Tell him he
got
a lying spirit. Bind him up. Cast him down. That old warlock spirit, that old witchcraft spirit, bind that sucker up.
Bind it up.
Bind
in
him
the
up.
Name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. And you stand and don't expect nothing else. And when he try to show, or when he, or when I say he, I'm talking about that spirit. When that spirit try to show out, you already know. You've been locked up. You're in jail. And I hadn't let you out yet. The Bible said, whatever I bind on earth, I'll be bound in heaven. And whatever I loose on earth, I'll be loose in heaven. So I ain't let you out. God ain't let you out. You still bind. And you bind from when I bind you a while ago. He'll show his ugly face, but, you know, I just want you to know that. Hallelujah. If nothing else, Pastor, you want to get the information for tomorrow? Uh-oh. I lost Pastor. She's going to give the information for tomorrow. Give the
I'm
information.
Back.
Okay.
Okay. Our sister station number is area code 216-799-0090. That's 216-799-0090. Access code 680-1309. Access code again, 680-1309. Amen. And that's our sister number, sister station for tomorrow and also Sunday for our review.
Thank you so much, Pastor. And to all the mothers now, happy Mother's Day to you early. Just in case I don't get a chance to let you know, you'd be the kind of mother that you would be the mother of Christ. Be that kind of mother. And I know you will. I already know you will. So I just want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. Mothers are special because without y'all, we wouldn't have been here. Don't go tell nobody that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, God chose y'all to bring fill up the world. So, hey, thank y'all so much, and I'll see you all.